Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
We have a Patreon.
Yeah, we have a Patreon.
Yeah, throw us some coin. Yeah, and if you don't have anything to donate, just share with all your friends. It costs $0 to retweet this. I see that shit on my TL all the time.
I know.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Hannah.
This is Pretty Zitty.
Water episode time, baby.
Plain water? Yuck. I'm bored.
If you're a dutiful listener of this show, you may recall a couple weeks back when we asked you how much water you downed in a day. And this was research, baby. Pure, unadulterated research.
Mm-hmm.
Because we decided to drink 64 ounces at minimum of water a day.
Yeah, and so we started this on a Monday. And we did it for 2 weeks where we tried, and I don't know how successful we were, actually, because this is sort of our post-mortem on the water guzzling, and we're going to just discuss it and see how it went. We also recorded a few voice memos along the way, which we can pepper in here because I think they would probably be funny, where it was us during the challenge just talking into our phones about like what we were experiencing. And I gotta say, I started off pretty strong and I lost steam. And that is very evident in my recordings.
Really?
Yeah. My first one, the first day, I remember thinking, this is not that hard.
I am halfway through my water challenge on day one and have got to say, it is actually not that bad. I feel like this is the normal amount of water I would be drinking anyway. So, feeling pretty good about this. I don't know. Ellen texted me, though, today saying that she was dying. Maybe not dying, but she was getting really frustrated by how much she had to pee. So, I think we're handling it differently. Anyway, bye.
Wow. On the first day, I wanted to fucking shoot something. Like, not a living thing, but, like, a pillowcase or something. I was like...
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was such a brat. I texted you and I was like, this sucks. Like, I hate this. I absolutely hate this. This is the worst feeling ever.
Actually, you did. I'm like trying to find it, your text.
And your text messages. Yeah. I mean, we set some boundaries at the beginning of this. We decided that we were only going to drink water, like not tea or coffee, which is like water like imbibed with something. Mm-hmm. It couldn't just be a liquid. It had to either be still or sparkling water. Like sparkling water counted. Although, did you drink any sparkling water while you did this challenge?
No, I'm not fancy. You sticked with
no.
Flat.
You just don't have a Sam's Club membership because you don't live. You live in a city. I live in the suburbs where Sam's Club is easily accessible.
So you did have sparkling water.
Yeah, baby. I'm drinking a sparkling water right now. Here, can you hear that? Let me take a sip and see if you can get the ASMR from it.
No, Ellen. God.
I just tried to get the popping on my recording of the bubbles. So maybe let me try again.
Oh, no. Okay, I heard that.
Maybe we'll...
That was good.
Maybe that'll come through.
I'll boost it
my
in post.
My hair clip is also... Yeah. Or like just like make some fake noise. Just like take some clip from the internet.
Just like
honestly, some like Pop Rocks clip or something.
I'm sure we could do that.
Like it's the general spirit. Yeah. Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, I found the first text that you sent me and it's a photo of you, and this was on that first day, and it's just you with like a mouthful of water, like your cheeks are like chipmunked out, and it just says, I hate it. And then I wrote, ha ha ha, really? I'm already halfway through and it was not that bad. I guess I drink a lot already. You look cute though. And then you wrote, I have drank 36 ounces of water and I hate it. I have to pee all the time.
Yeah.
And
I feel like that perfectly embodies. See, I would say I started off really weak and I got really strong towards the end of
it.
Hi guys, so it's me, Ellen. Honestly, I don't feel any different. I don't look any different, that's for sure. I just constantly have to pee. I just have to pee all the time, and it's really fucking annoying. but now I'm just used to it, and I just like feel like I have to fill it up all the time, because if I don't, then we'll have no content for the podcast. So that's it. Bye.
Towards the end, I was drinking like 72 ounces of water.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had the habit down, but there were a few days where I didn't start early enough. And so then I drank a lot of water in the next half of the day, like the later half of the day. And I had to get up out of bed one night, I kid you not, like 6 times to pee. And it sucked. So I really shot myself in the bladder with that one.
Oh my God. Ew.
Don't you hate that though?
Can you imagine?
When you get in bed and you're so warm, especially when it's cold out and you get all like cozy in your bed, and then you have to pee.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, 100%. But I didn't really have that problem because I tried to get all of my water done. I viewed it as a part of my work day, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I decided I have these 2 huge mason jars that I use for making iced tea and iced coffee, or like cold brew coffee. I decided to not make those during this week or 2 weeks. And I would drink 2 of those a day by 5 o'clock. And then I also drink water at night. Mm-hmm. And so I would just make sure that by 1 o'clock I had one of those mason jars down. And then by 5 o'clock I had another one. And then at night. It was like a terrible story, but like it's what happened. So it was like just really poorly told.
Well, okay. So I was going to just like back up for a second and just even ask the question to both of us of like, why the F did we do this? Like, is there any benefit to drinking water, like this much water?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. And like, did it help our skin in any way? So I don't know. I'm just curious, like, did you see any effects in your skin? And I know 2 weeks isn't a super long period of time, but
okay.
I want to know.
Back to the birth of man. Basically, since men have been born, birthed, and women, and everyone basically has been birthed, people have said that drinking a lot of water can help your skin. And people, by people, I mean people who have also like been like, oh, like your skin's like kind of bad. Like, you know what you should do? I've heard that like drinking water, just like drinking a ton of water really helps. And I'm talking about people who have good skin.
I know. That is the common refrain. That's like telling someone who's depressed to do yoga. Like, have you tried yoga? Oh, it's so fun and like relaxing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So I feel like us trying the water thing was honestly taking like that advice. Not that drinking water, I mean, of course it's good. Like no one would say that's like a bad thing that you could do. But I also feel like it's like malicious compliance with like advice that people give where it's like, oh, you say I should drink water? Okay, I'm going to drink for 2 weeks because that's what everyone says to do. And we're just going to see like, does it actually have an effect? Are we acne free now?
No.
No, we're not.
No. But anyway, so I had to pee a lot. Understandably, because I'm drinking like a ton of water.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it was like a waterfall. And these were like not like, I'm not talking about, oh, I have to like do a little spritz every 10 or 20 minutes. Like I'm talking about gushing waterfalls. Mm-hmm.
No, gush was the word that came to mind for me too.
I mean,
yeah.
And they were clear. They were as clear as the Danube.
The Danube River Valley is at its romantic best between Melk and Vienna.
I was bloated also. I swear to God, if someone pushed me, thank God we're not going out in public, because if I had to pee like that in public and someone, you know, accidentally bumped into me the wrong way, they would have gotten sprayed 100%.
No, I know. I feel like even if this was something that we did in the workplace, it would be so disruptive, because I always feel like getting up to pee at work, like, I don't know, like you have to walk past all these people in their cubes and like they see you and they know where you're going to the bathroom, obviously. You have to do it like all the time if you're drinking this much water. I don't think I could have done it. Also, like, I don't know if I could have sat through like a meeting. To be honest,
I didn't even think about
that. I've peed through like during a Zoom meeting. I just turned my camera and my microphone off. I had to pee so bad. I couldn't wait.
Yeah, I understand that. I've done that before too. I've left my computer where it is. Like,
I turn it all off. Yeah.
I turn it all the way up for my
you can hear it from the toilet
buds, so I can be like fuck, like if they mention my name, I can be like, shit, I really gotta go back and then like try to slice off the pee midway.
It's so like, hard to end it, a pee like, midway. Once that gets going.
It's so hard.
Oh man, that's like the willpower of like a lifetime. Not to discredit anyone who's actually done anything meaningful in their lives.
Sorry, Bill Gates.
Sorry, Bill Gates. I cut my pee off midstream, so.
I bet you he can, just by thinking.
Yeah, he can.
Ugh. He's so smart. Mensa. Anyway. did you ever not drink 64 ounces in a day, by the way?
I think there probably was a day that I didn't. I started too late, and then I just felt like I couldn't do it all. Okay, today is day 4. To be honest with you, I'm really tired, and work has been really stressful, and not been doing a really good job about drinking my water. I mean, I did it, but already today, I feel like I'm off track, and ugh, I'm just so done with this week. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pee at night, so I think I was a little short, but I was probably around 60. I probably just had a little bit left, and I was like, screw it.
What if they had peed into fish bowls every day that had been, like, measuring how much?
To measure our urine?
Once it got to that. Yeah, what if we measured? That would be so
Or
gross.
As a throwback to our previous episode, we could have, like, the first part of our historical acne episode, we could have saved that urine and used it on our skin.
Yep. Are you a real fan? Did you know that fact? If not, go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, come on. Be a real fan. Do you even know? I'm sorry, I don't know where I'm going
Bullying,
with this.
Peer pressure. We're so bad at peer pressure that we're like, basically like, do this. And then we're not like following up on it. Anyway.
But yeah, I just want to say, I think what's important here is that neither of our faces got perfectly clear. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, people have always said that, like, you drink water and your skin gets better. Mm-hmm. I did physically feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had more energy throughout the day. You know, I didn't feel as shitty after my third cup of coffee because I drink, like, 5 cups of coffee a day.
How many cups have you had this morning?
None.
Plus?
5, but yours is better.
You have a problem.
Yes, I do.
So, and coffee is a dehydrating liquid.
I don't drink, like, hardly any coffee.
I usually have 3 cups in the morning and, like, 2 in the afternoon. And they're small. They're not, like, huge cups.
Yeah.
But, like, they're, like, at least 6 ounces, 6 to 7 ounces. And then I have a cup of tea before I fall asleep. I have a cup of chamomile. Mm,
that's nice.
Or a rooibos or whatever it's called.
Oh,
the one that you don't like.
Rooibos? Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah. Why don't you like it? I think it's really good.
I don't know.
What don't you like about it? I don't like chamomile, but I drink it every single night.
Don't drink it if you don't like it. There's other tea.
I think the one that I use is old. It tastes, I swear to God, it tastes like feather water. Like,
what is that?
Feathers.
Though? What does
if
that mean?
If you're on the bank of a river and you see a feather floating down the river from a duck, from a bird, it's very peaceful and it's like very cool. But that water, that feather water.
Oh, putrid.
It's just, you would think it tastes beautiful because it's from beautiful feather.
Oh, okay. I get the metaphor. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's like one of those really pretty white feathers that people like have, like that's on like fancy lady dresses, boiled in water. That's feather water. And I feel like that's what chamomile tea tastes like.
Okay.
I mean, it's not rational. It doesn't make any sense, but
just get some sleepy time. God, I just want an ounce of peace that the sleepy time bear has. Doesn't he just look so chilled out? So back to water.
Anyway, back to water.
Okay. I read on the Mayo Clinic website, they have a question which is, does drinking water cause hydrated skin? Which is kind of a poorly worded question. But this doctor says, although proper hydration is important for your overall health, it's not clear whether drinking water affects skin hydration in healthy people. So,
what?
It's really not, that was inconclusive.
So, we didn't even have to do this. They basically just said no.
So, the Mayo Clinic basically was like,
fuck no.
Hard to say.
Good query. Hard to say. Fuck. Oh, God. Yeah, I honestly had to pee so much, and I was so bloated. I was so bloated the whole time. And, like, I'm still doing it, to be honest with you. I have not stopped drinking. It's because of these stupid mason jars that I use. I've become, like, obsessed with them. So I usually have at least one sparkling water during quitting time when most people would be drinking a beer. I can't really drink beer during the week because I'm a weakling. So I drink a sparkling water. And how many ounces is this? 12. Plus I drink at least a mason jar and a half during the day, which is like, how much is a half of 36? 18?
Mm-hmm. That's fast math. We could use you in Tulsa. I'm sorry.
Thank you. We're like shooting the shit right now. But anyway.
We're shooting it.
We are really shooting it. I want to ask you this as well.
Yeah.
During this 2 weeks of water everywhere, which is kind of what I've been calling this period of time in my head, water everywhere. What is that from, by the way?
I don't know.
Water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Oh, it's a fucking famous poem.
Oh.
The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Oh my God. You know, want to know how I know this? This was on the wall in one of my teacher's classrooms growing up because our mascot was the Mariner, which is a sailor. The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. It's actually kind of really fucking long. It's like at least 10 scrolls. So I can just go to the
part. Okay, just read the first bit then. Or the most important bit.
Okay. Water everywhere. And all the boards did shrink. Water everywhere. Nor any drop to drink. That's like the famous line.
That's kind of depressing. It sounds like the ship is going down and they can't drink the water because it's salty.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's like the truth.
So that's basically
crickets,
identical to what we did.
Basically, water everywhere.
But more than a drop of drink to spare.
Winky time. I wish you guys could have seen that. Hannah just winked. It looked like an ant got stuck in her eye or something. No offense. I got super distracted and forgot what I was talking about. So anyway, basically, I was thinking about this because my skin did not get better. It did not get any different. It was not more hydrated. In fact, I think it was kind of peely for a little bit. But I will say one thing is that I didn't try any new products during this time because I wanted to see if this would work like straight up with no products. So I used the Daily Moisturizing Lotion from CeraVe for normal to dry skin because it's non-comedogenic and supposed to be lightweight and hydrating. And then I used my same beloved Laneige lip sleeping mask that I love. And if I had a spot, I used Neosporin because that's my little trickster. And I only used my retinol that I've been using for a while once every 3 days. So I've been taking two nights off of it now because I didn't.
Too drying.
I just don't care. Yeah, it's too drying. So fuck it. Yeah. But wanted to throw that out there because there were no other drying products that I introduced. So I wanted to, if I was going to like really see a difference, I wanted it to be from the water itself. But did you change your routine at all?
No, I kept it the same. I didn't really do anything different at all in any realm of my life. I feel like every day is the same. So I'm thriving, man.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Hannah sometimes does this thing where she like says stuff that is so dark, but because she's really cute, like you don't really think about how dark it is until you're like not with her anymore. And then you're like, fuck, that was so dark.
Oh, no.
She okay? She used to do that all the time when we lived in the same city. And sometimes I would think about it later, like on the bus leaving your house or something. I would be like, shit. She's okay.
We both have an edge, though. I think we both do, you know, in different ways.
But anyway, thank you all for coming on our journey of drinking a ton of water and having it do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what'd you expect, right?
I mean, it did. I mean, my pee was crystal, but did it make me less zitty? No. Did I stay pretty zitty? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking slam dunk on that line, to be honest.
So yeah, you did, and unfortunately that means we're just gonna have to keep making this show because we haven't cleared our skin yet.
We haven't.
God damn.
Yep. So tune in next time for us kvetching about something else, probably.
Who knows? We'll see. Yeah.
I know.
Something's bound to happen.
Something. All right. Well, we love you.
Love you.
Our music is by
Blade 2. Original thought and commentary by us,
Ellen and Hannah. And I just want you guys to know that I have a pimple right underneath my jawline on my right side. So we'll check in on that next episode. See how that little guy's hanging in.
I love it.
All right, bye.
Bye.